Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The forests of South America are home to some of the world's most beautiful and unusual birds. And as Gareth Russell, associate professor of biological sciences at the New Jersey Institute of Technology, reveals, the number of South American bird species facing an uncertain future has just gone up.
Human activities result in many species seeing their habitat, the special environment they live in, reduced to a fraction of its former extent. While a problem on its own, this is made worse when remaining habitat is scattered in isolated fragments. A species' survival depends on the sizes of these fragments, and on whether individuals can move between them, that is, on their separation. These ideas come together mathematically in metapopulation theory, but this theory is not currently used when assessing extinction risk for most species, even though habitat fragmentation is part of most assessment criteria. One reason is that to apply the theory to the real world, we must map out all the fragments. A once difficult task, advances in remote sensing mean that much of the globe is now well mapped and different habitat types identified. To demonstrate an upgraded approach, we examined 127 forest-dwelling bird species living in the Atlantic Forest of Brazil, a 1,600-mile strip of once-forested coastal mountains centered on Rio de Janeiro. The forest now covers less than 10% of its former area in thousands of fragments. These are, famously, rich in endemic bird species, those found there and nowhere else. Many of the species are already listed as being threatened with extinction, but what would metapopulation theory say? From fragment areas and separations, we calculated a number called metapopulation capacity for each species. The vast majority of species had either very small or quite large metapopulation capacity, creating a straightforward link to extinction risk. And while the small capacity group did contain most of the species already listed as threatened with extinction, almost exactly half of the group is currently deemed not threatened, even though they have similarly reduced and fragmented habitat. We propose that these species need to be re-evaluated. More generally, we have shown that extinction risk assessment can be improved by linking existing theory to newly available environmental data.
That was Gareth Russell of the New Jersey Institute of Technology.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.